What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Early today, isn't it?
Tomorrow of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know, it is the Christmas season, but Nebraska plays tonight, so my halo lights in the house, red and white. GBR, baby. The GBR lights are on for Halo Custom Lighting. You can get your own at halocustomlighting.com or at neimanandsonsroofing.com. It makes your house just, you know, so much cooler, so much better.
Let's see a few more of those on the north side.
They're getting there.
Come on, north side.
I promise you they sell on the north side. People can buy.
I believe you.
Me and Bill got a text from Jay Kaser yesterday showing his halo lights in his house.
Is he on the north side?
No, he's out of town. I think he's in Malcolm.
In Malcolm?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Duke is in Malcolm. Duke does not have halo lights, but
a second. Kaiser and Duke are both in Malcolm?
Duke for sure is outside of Malcolm. I don't know if Kaiser for sure is in Malcolm,
but I think
he's definitely out of the city though.
Powerful Berg. For those wondering, Bill is out of town on a speaking engagement.
He was with us for the first 2 hours. He's in Curtis, Nebraska. He speaks today. He'll be not on the show tomorrow, traveling back, and then he'll be on the show Friday. In studio. That's what's going on there.
Okay.
I want to talk about the Heisman Trophy finalists and why it's a healthy mixture for the sport. Okay. Everyone assumes everything's portal, NIL, and maybe it'll get that way going forward. But here's your finalists, Sip. Four finalists. Of course, you got Diego Pavia, Vanderbilt, Fernando Mendoza at Indiana, Jeremiah Love, Notre Dame, and Julian Sayin at Ohio State. Diego Pavia is a transfer, as we all know, from New Mexico State. Mendoza, a transfer from Cal. Okay? Jeremiah Love has been at Notre Dame the whole time, as well as Julian Sayin at Ohio State, a freshman quarterback for them. So that's two from the portal and two from high school. Mm-hmm. Not all portal, not all NIL.
Good mix.
I like the mixture.
I don't think Sayin belongs on the list. I like Sayin. He had a great year.
Why is Love on the list then?
Well, hold on. Sayin's not the best player on Ohio State's team. Love's the best player on Notre Dame's team.
Okay.
Now, why would you say why is Love? Well, Love belongs on that list.
On the Heisman list?
Yes.
He's very good.
Yeah.
His stats are close to Emmett Johnson's stats this year, though.
I mean, you're not trying to say that Emmett should be on.
No, I am not. I thought the Heisman campaign was a joke for Nebraska in that.
Easy there.
But saying he's a Big Ten running back is
a little strong.
It was interesting. Okay. I laughed it off.
All right.
Okay.
I don't think Sayin belongs on the list, not because I don't think he's a great quarterback. I think he is a very good quarterback and will be a great quarterback, but he's not the best player on his team. That is Jeremiah Smith is the best player on his team. Jeremiah Smith should be on this list. Didn't put up the numbers that maybe would suggest that, but it's not always about stats. What would you say about Jeremiah Smith?
He's very good.
You could say he's the best player in college football is what you could say.
Get his stats pulled up. He's an incredible player.
Yeah.
Now, he might not even go first. It might be Arvell Reese first overall for Ohio State.
But I guarantee you, when Jeremiah Smith goes into the draft, he's going in the first round. God.
Well, no pushback on that one here. Jeremiah Smith on the season, 80 catches, 1,086 yards, and 11 touchdowns.
That's a good year.
Was Carnell Tate had 48 catches for 838, 9 touchdowns.
Those numbers are even a little better than I thought.
They're very good. Carnell's awesome.
I mean, right now, I think that Mendoza would be the pick, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're trying to stir up drama. Like, hey guys, Jake Sorensen, the holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mendoza went to very, very heavy favorite, obviously, Sunday after they won the Big Ten title game. Then there was some sort of a push in Vegas that Pavia was back in this race. That it was like he still the underdog, but much closer it's than it was too. Sunday.
So's too.
I think it's Mendoza that's going to win it, but something has happened where I think Pavia might be more in it than we thought after Saturday's game.
Now,
they both are deserving winners, both of them.
It's those two, I think.
It has to be. I mean, I think you'd be Sane and Love distant third and fourth. It's going to be very close between Mendoza and Pavia.
I got to tell you. Now, I have to let me explain myself. I lean towards Pavia because what's the trophy designed to do?
It's supposed to be the best player in college football.
Best football player. See, when I think of football player, I don't always think of drop back quarterback as much as I think of a player who could play another position like Pavia. Probably could play a safety or something like that. He'll hit you. He'll run it. He'll run for 166 yards like he did this year against somebody down the stretch. I have this hang up with making drop back quarterbacks, saying they're the best player in the land. Like, I think of more like a Jeremiah Love, frankly, as more of the best pure football player. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Pure football player. Jeremiah Love can play linebacker.
Mendoza can run, though.
A little bit.
But he does not to the Pavia level. I would not debate that.
No, but now all of that being said, if Mendoza wins the award, I'm not going to be up in arms. He's an incredible player.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why you have, I think, two deserving winners. Sayan is not a deserving winner this year. And I guess Love.
I wouldn't say Love is either.
I'm not saying it's two guys, and they'll be first and second, and it's going to be Mendoza likely, but I do hope it's closer than initially thought, maybe on Saturday night.
I think you have a good read on it. The only little beef I have is I think Jeremiah Smith belongs in New York. I really believe that. He's a player you watch with a sense of wonder, right?
Yes.
How can a player be that big and strong and affect the tilt the field the way he tilts it? You know, you just got, even if he's not making plays, you have to be aware of him at all times. And you can't say that about that many players.
No.
He tilts the field.
I just think, we've said it many times, but it's amazing that the two best players in football are at Indiana and Vanderbilt.
It is amazing.
It gives you hope.
It does.
You can shake your head and say that could be us, or say, listen, that is hopeful for the rest of the schools out there that aren't Ohio State and Alabama and Georgia.
It's very hopeful. It is. It is still always to me about the ability to land the right players. And that there's just a lot that goes into that conversation, though. It's a multifaceted, complex conversation. But you have, at the end of the day, it's getting the right group of guys, which, you know, I'll give you an example of a guy who's doing that is Fred. It's not it's not just, I'm going to go get these bunch of guys and hope they work together.
Maybe that was the first 2 years.
It seemed like it the first 2 years. Thanks for saying that.
Things have gotten better in that regard. Yeah.
There's a rhyme and a reason, it appears, with Fred's yes. team tonight that you're going to watch at 8 p.m.
I'll be in the stands.
Yeah.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.